feel about it? I mean, you didn't get much of a chance to finish the game in Portland. Did you want to be really aggressive coming out yesterday?
Yeah, I was talking with Alan, and he said that he wants for me to be more aggressive, to attack the lane and just try to pass out. If they don't rotate, I just finish the basket. So I did that yesterday, and it feels good, but still I have to prove a lot of things, and I think so. Yesterday was pretty good game for me. So.
When you guys are emphasizing tempo and need to play fast, do you feel like that's on you more than anybody?
Because I have to push the ball over the court, and if they score, still my agreement is to push the ball and try to play fast as possible, and because this is our game, you know, just play fast, up tempo, and I think so that's a great opportunity for us to beat Portland.
Do you think, now that it's a few games in, do you look back at the start of the playoffs and think maybe I was a little nervous in the beginning? Or?
I don't know. I would not say nervous, but it's just maybe the different basketball. So it's just a few games to adjust, but still, I would say I was not nervous. I didn't feel right playing at the time. I don't know, the game was a little bit tougher, a little bit different. But still, now I adjusted that. I feel more comfortable and everything. So.
How did it feel different to you?
They more aggressive, more body contact. Like
they can
that.
Get away with more, you think? Like defenders are allowed to do a little more, you feel like, in the playoffs?
Some games, no. The criterion is a little bit different every game, so you just have to adjust the referees and just try to win the game.
But that first three, was that a pass? Were you just banking the pass off?
Who was that?
The one that Channing rebounded, was that a...
Oh yeah. I don't know. Me and JD.
When you guys miss, you really miss.
Yeah. I went to a shot and my ball like slips half of my arm, and I shoot just with outside of my arm, and it was really bad. But still, I knew that I didn't catch the ball right, so that's why I shoot the ball. I was not down. I just tried to play the game. So.
Was it good to have that whole second unit together?
Yeah, definitely. Because maybe last against we didn't play so well the second unit, but yesterday we played really well in defense and in offense. So that's mean a lot for us. And if everybody play like that, we can beat Portland any day. So.
How do you balance that? Taking to keep the tempo going, you want to take the shot.
Well, there's nothing.
You know, versus
a
situation like that when you didn't catch it right. So instead of pulling it out and passing it around, but you still want to get the shot at the tempo going.
Yeah, it's tough. But sometimes if you catch the ball right, you're gonna catch. But I catch the ball right. But when I went up, the ball slipped. So I don't know. It's too late. I didn't see nobody open for the pass. So. That was the.
Why you didn't get an assist for that?
Huh?
You didn't even give an assist.
It's okay, but still, I think so that every shot in transition, if JD is open or LB, we're gonna take those shots. So.
How do you decide whether you're playing on the ball or off the ball, or whether LB, you know, who's?
Well, that decides Alvin. We have a rule like who get the ball first on our court. Just if I get the ball, I'm gonna take over. If LB is gonna have the ball, he gonna play pick and roll angle, and just depends.
Does that make you more aggressive on going after the rebounds to try to get that ball?
Maybe in defense, but still it's hard to do because all these big guys are inside the paint, so I just have to be focused on the rebounding out of paint. So the ball on the ground, that's my ball, and I think so that's my job to do.
You feel like you and LB are getting back into the rhythm? We talked, I guess, a week or so ago that you said you needed a little more time.
Yeah, I would say we didn't play a long time together, so when he come back, we just we are looking for that balance, And now I think so it's getting better and better every game. Last game was better, so I think so if we're going to find the right chemistry and everything, we're going to be fine.
How much fun is the playoffs to you, now that you're experienced the first time?
Yeah, it's great. The game is different. The fans are more into the game, it means something. Every game it means something. You have to play hard and just try to win as much as possible games.
Are the crowds almost as good as European championships?
almost. Maybe.
Minus the flags and the chants.
Yeah, maybe in Europe the fans they catch you more because nobody punishes them or something like that, but they throw things in the court and everything. But here it's a little bit different, more, how to say, civilized people. So that's the main difference.
Except in Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah, maybe Oklahoma. And
or Bogut's little group in Milwaukee.
Yeah, but that's international section,
yeah,
no?
Right.
I think so, yeah. So.
How much, can you still go around town unrecognized?
No, not anymore. It's this season a lot different. It changed a lot for me. Now I go to the mall, to a restaurant, and some people recognize me, some people not. But usually I have my hat on because it's a little bit strange for me because I'm not used to that. So
even back home, you didn't ever have that.
Yeah, back home is different because people recognize you, but they don't come to you like they don't talk with you, they don't ask for autographs and this kind of stuff. You know, they are more back off. You know how. So it's not like here.
Here they feel like they know you because they've seen you on
television
100 times or
yeah, maybe. Yeah, I would say that's a huge difference in Europe. Like, I would say nobody cares. Yeah, so. Maybe a soccer player for them is a little bit different, but for basketball players in Europe is not so huge like here.
They're always good to you, or is anybody critical or want to tell you something to do?
Yeah, every time one person is critical to you, know, so you just have to live with that and just try to demonstrate that you can do that, no, and then next time they're gonna be quiet. So. So you just have to demonstrate that you can. So.
You're so nice. You probably disarm them once they even try to say something.
No, I'm not this kind of person. So I think so. That's normal in sports. Some you get critics, and then another day you get good response. So that's normal.
From the media too.
Yeah. Especially for you guys. I was like,
When you're sitting, do you always sit by Igor during the game?
Yeah, all the time.
Are you constantly talking about things going on out there together?
No, yeah, just we speak the same language. So sometimes when I just ask him what he thinks I have to run, play, and this kind of stuff. So and I'm sitting from first game. Of my first season, I sitting next to Igor, so maybe.
So you're speaking in Slovenian on the bench?
No, Serbian.
Oh, Serbian. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Because wait, he doesn't know Slovenian?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. So, but.
Is Serbian your second best or third best language?
Second best.
English
yeah.
is your third best? Or
no,
Spanish your third
Spanish
best?
Third best. English
is your fourth?
Yeah. I would say every day I'm getting better and better in English. So.
Yeah. It's gonna pass Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say because. I'm not talking anymore Spanish so much, so
yeah.
I'm losing. Like I
depends
don't.
Depends what part of town you're in.
Yeah, like yeah. Like yesterday I had some interview in Spanish,
yeah.
And I was totally lost.
Oh,
so.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's easy to get out of practice with it. All right, thanks, Gogi.
Have to talk with you.